Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, what a beautiful song. Yolanda Adams this afternoon on Spectrum with a beautiful song titled Fragile Heart. Right now, time for my second guest on Spectrum. Her name is Rabelani Nebuta. I hope I'm saying it correct. Rabbi, am I pronouncing your name and your surname correct?
You are Nebutalu.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, it's Nebutalu. Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, Nebutalu.
Oh, Nebutalu. Yeah. So I'm saying it correct.
But you were
I'm saying it correct.
You were not far off. Yeah.
I think this afternoon you should teach me some Venda. It is Venda, am I correct?
Yes, it's Venda. It's very easy. In a couple of days, you should be okay.
I like that. Welcome to Spectrum. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. And how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm very well, thank you, Mpo, and thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Now, Rabbi, let's get into it. Please tell us a bit about your ministry, God Seekers, and how was the ministry birthed?
Okay. God Seekers started sometime last year. It actually started on the 20th of October. This is when we were still on lockdown and churches were closed. And a couple of ladies that I, you know, I'm used to, we were talking on WhatsApp and we're like, we've been feeling a bit dry, man. It's very dry. We can't go to church. We can't meet up. How about we start a prayer where we can just meet maybe once in a while, and then we can pray, have all-night prayers, and, you know, pray together. And we had about six ladies that we started with in a group of WhatsApp. And then on the day that we were supposed to meet, it rained so much. I thought that, you know what, we are not going to be able to do this. I actually went to my sister's place where we were supposed to meet in Pretoria. And only one lady showed up. So we ended up starting this prayer, the three of us. And it was like, we said to ourselves, where two or three are gathered in the Lord's name, there he will be in our midst. And
Amen.
He was in our midst, and we had a wonderful time. We had an all-night prayer that day, and we prayed. And several things that we prayed for that night, we have seen God answering a lot of prayers. So from then, we started saying to each other, hey, since we are seeing the results of our prayers and this thing is bringing us closer to God, why don't we meet once a month at least? And then we can then pray and start praying for other people and stand in the gap for other women that are not able to go to church. Some are not, you know, a lot of people have been losing their connection with the Lord, which is something that I thought, you know, maybe the Lord just wants each one of us to come to him when the churches were closed. And we started meeting up. And then, as you know, that now there's a way of meeting when we don't have to, you know, to meet in person. We started meeting on Zoom because, you know, life has changed. And now we were like, okay, let's get on with the way, with the new normal. And the new normal was, you know, meeting up and we'll do prayer and have all night prayer through Zoom, and we'd meet up, share scriptures, and you know, and then we'd pray, looking at each other on computers and all that. And the group started growing. At first, we were saying to ourselves, we don't want a lot of people. Let's just be us. And then later on, you know, during this, I think in the last couple of months, that was like around February or so, then the Lord was like, who are you to determine how many people must be with you to pray? What sure. if you must get a whole lot of other women in? Then I started sharing with other people. Then would be like, no, we're praying. If you are interested, you can join our WhatsApp group, and then we can just pray together. And then we started growing, and then people came. And now we're about 60-something that we meet every, you know, every first Monday of each month. And then we'll pray Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then we'll be fasting from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then we meet up on Zoom in the evening and pray together, close up. And then, yeah, so it's been going very nice. And the Lord has been so good. And the main thing has now become about just seeking God and just having that personal relationship with him. I know we go to God a lot, you know, looking for things and all that. But I think, you know, it's time where we graduate where it's no longer just about, Lord, I want a new job. Lord, I want a husband. Lord, I want a child. Lord, I want groceries. I want a car. I want this. We need to be able to stand in a gap in a time like this where the world is faced with such a pandemic where people don't even know where to turn to. You know, some are running to their seniors, some are doing doctors, but people are still, you know, perishing. But since we started praying, I can tell you there's not even one person that has brought in any prayer request that God has not healed. And we can only give glory to Him because Amen. We know that He said, if, you know, we agree on one thing, He will do it for us. And we believe that He's the one who's doing all this for us. So that's where the ministry started.
Sure. Beautiful. Now, this evening at 7 p.m., if I'm correct, you guys have a meeting on Zoom. You have an online gathering to intervene through prayer. Please tell us more about that.
Yes. This evening, we've got a Zoom meeting. Like I said to you, every first Monday of each month, we now meet. And we meet, like, it will be today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So, lately... I caught COVID a couple of weeks ago, and I got very sick. And then there's a lady that I'm used to that we talk about, and some women know about her. Her name is Onika Muloi. And Onika has been, you know, talking a lot about how to fight COVID, this thing as a fight that you must fight in the spirit. And then you must also fight it with your food. You fight it, you know, in prayer and all those kind of things. So we decided, okay, let's have Onika in today because when I was sick, I remember around the 16th, I think that this happened on the, I think the 19th of June. In the morning, I couldn't breathe at all. I was struggling. And my husband was busy praying for me and praying and praying. And then I remembered, no, my Onika taught me about these breathing exercises that I need to do. So as my husband was busy praying, and he kept saying, don't panic, because apparently when you panic, that's when, you know, you lose it and it becomes very difficult. So I started then thinking about Onika's breathing exercises. I started practicing those where you breathe in, and, you know, hold your breath for like 6-7 seconds, breathe out in 4 seconds, and then you're breathing through your mouth and then out through your nose, and then you alternate it with breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And, you know, after a couple of minutes, I was fine because I had gone, because my lungs were like, you know, not taking in air at that time. And at that time, I was like, I was struggling. I think I had gone for like 4 to 5 minutes without really breathing. And I could feel myself, or no, now this is, I'm going, like, you know. And I was like, no, Lord. So I had to hold on to prayer and these breathing exercises that my sister teaches. So in the last couple of days, a number of people in our group started saying, hey, Rabbi, I'm not feeling well. I tested positive. I think we had about six people that tested positive. And then some had mothers, sisters, and brothers. Some were also, you know, just saying, or no, there's something that's just not right. So we realized, really, no, man, let's just have, let's focus the prayer for June. Focus it on praying for other people that are infected with COVID, either infected or affected, or either recovering from COVID. So we invited this lady, Onika Muloi, to be our guest tonight. And we are looking forward to that because she's a godly woman. She loves the Lord. She prays a lot. And I thought if we have her, it's going to be very nice. And then she will be able to teach people how to pray. You know, because this is one of the things, when I was also sick, I thought to myself, this thing, man, it feels like a demon, because when it attacks you, your people, it just hits you. You don't even, you know, feel it when it's coming. You'll be all happy and you'll be like, okay, fine, I'm getting much better. All of a sudden, especially at night and in the early hours of the morning, this thing just hits you like this and you are now struggling to breathe, and, you know. So I thought to myself, what helped me then during that time was that I used to pray. I used to spend time worshiping. I used to read the word a lot, because the word of God, you know, is life. And I thought to myself, instead of us just knowing this information, we need to at least share it with other people so that they can also fight it. Because we can't just, you know, fight with medication. I understand I've been taking medication. I will not advocate against. We took medication. I did my antibiotics and all that. But I can tell you, when you are praying, you get so much strength. After all, the Bible says that he who prays in tongues edifies himself, and you will get strength when you pray. So I felt so edified when I was praying, and I would quote scriptures that, you know, by his stripes I am healed, I am not going to die, I'm going to live and declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, the Bible says, cast your burdens unto the Lord. And I was, you know, reciting all those scriptures every day. And the strength I got, because I think one of the things that happens with a lot of people is once you they tell you that you're positive, Paul, fear that, you know, grabs you. And I think most people, you know, die more because they're just fearful, and then it affects their immune system. Therefore, they are not able to fight. And when this thing attacks, then it's like, okay, no, what's the point? I'm going to die anyway. I've heard of so many people that have died already. Let me just give in. But if you declare the word of the Lord, and you, that tells you, fear not, for I am with you. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged. I understand or no, there's nothing that you can't beat when you are dependent on the word of the Lord.
Sure. Wow, beautiful. So then how can our Radio Pulpit listeners be a part of it? If listeners would like to join in this evening at 7 p.m., how do people join in? How do they get hold of you?
We have a Zoom. Let me see if I can give you the meeting ID. Otherwise, what I could do is send you the link. You can WhatsApp on your Facebook or whatever.
Because are you also visible on social media? Can our Radio Pulpit listeners keep in touch with you on social media? Are you visible on social media? Can they go there and get more details regarding this evening's prayer?
Unfortunately, I am not on social media. I think I can try and I can get someone who can be who can give us their social media, Facebook or whatever handle, and we can maybe use that and they can join in. But there is a meeting ID for the Zoom which I can give to you now, which is
2498.
Yeah, that's the meeting ID. You just put that number, and then the passcode you write prayer. With capital letter P. Yeah, prayer.
Okay. All right, prayer. Yeah. Okay. So the meeting ID is 218-250-2498, and the passcode is prayer.
So, sorry, it's 218-520-2498.
So 520, it's 520 and another 520.
No, I heard you saying 250, so it's not 25, it's 520.
No. Okay, the numbers I have is 218-520-2498.
Yes, exactly. Correct. That's the one. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll repeat that later on for the listeners, for those who would like to join in for the online gathering to intervene through prayer for people who are infected, affected, and those who are recovering from COVID-19. The meeting ID for this evening, 7 p.m., 218-520-2498. And she says the passcode is prayer with a capital letter P. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. It was really nice talking to you. And I pray that God may really grow your ministry and that you may continue doing great things. Where two or three are gathered in my name, God says, I will be there in their midst. We wish you all the best with the ministry. And of course, wish you all the best with this evening's meeting.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. Thank you for having me. And let me just leave you with one scripture that I also like that has also been one of the scriptures that kept me. Philippians 4, verse 8. So once you start hearing any news, you get results to say that you are positive. You need to focus on the good report that the Lord gives you. And Philippians 4, verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of good report. If there is any virtue, and if there is any anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So once you are meditating on that, you will see your healing manifesting. The Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or even imagine. So we just need to trust, put all our trust in Him, and we will see Him move. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my sister. God bless you. Have yourself a great evening.
Thank you, Nicole. Bye.
Thank you, family. That was our guest this afternoon. They do have a meeting at 7 p.m. If you would like to join them, the meeting ID is 218-520-2498. And the passcode for the prayer meeting is prayer with a capital letter P. Right now, here is Bethel Music, and they are singing Raise a Hallelujah.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.